Climate Alarmists, Global Warming Drying Up Koalas' Water Supply. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 24, 2019. Climate change is drying out eucalyptus leaves. Australian News reported Sunday, which are consequently losing their ability to hydrate koalas. Australia's ABC television tweeted support Sunday for its documentary series The Magical Land of Oz, which asserts that the force of human-induced change has been rapid and dramatic, leaving many animals in dire straits. As a result, the koala population is finding it harder to extract enough water from eucalyptus leaves to stay hydrated, the outlet proposes. Earlier this month, Amy Yang of New York University, Sydney, wrote that eucalyptus leaves increasingly may no longer hold enough water to keep koalas alive, as climate change triggers long droughts and intense heat waves. In her piece titled Climate Change Leaving Koalas High and Dry, Ms. Yang said that the current drought in much of eastern Australia is the worst in 400 years and that the resulting conditions affect koala habitats by drying out the eucalyptus leaves, forcing the native animals to change their water-collecting behaviors. All of this, Yang sustains, proceeds from human-induced climate change. Yang cites a researcher from the University of Sydney, Valentina Mella, who has investigated the role of climate change on gum leaves and found that koalas reject the foliage when the leaves have a water content of less than 55% to 65%. In the lead-up to the 2015 Paris Climate Summit, activists made the similar claim that the koala bear faces endangerment due to climate change, adding that CO2 in the atmosphere causes decreased nutritional content in eucalyptus tree leaves, which is a primary source of food for the koala bear. Scientists warn that failure to put change into action will inevitably lead to disaster in the future, stated Nina Lynn Gonzalez from Odyssey. The world needs to gain an iron grip on global warming before it's too late. The demise of the koala is just one of countless ills attributed to climate change, joining other cosmic disasters such as a slump in coffee production, devastating hurricanes, a drop in the population of Hawaiian monk seals, and the decimation of migratory songbirds. Man-made climate change, the idea that human emissions of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere are significantly driving global temperatures upwards with catastrophic results, has become the scapegoat for problems ranging from the mass deaths of reindeer to the creation of ghost forests along the U.S. Atlantic seaboard. In 2008, veteran Loch Ness monster hunter Robert Rhines gave up his search for Nessie after 37 years, saying that the trail had gone cold. The monster had probably been killed by global warming, Ryan surmised. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.